With Liquid Fiber, you can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. Government distances itself from Robert Chavinga's remarks on diplomats. 2.3 million kwacha spent on unrecognized chiefs, says consortium. And in international news, Rwanda confirms talks with US about taking in migrants.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government has distanced itself from recent comments made by Mafinga Member of Parliament and Patriotic Front faction leader Robert Chavinga targeting foreign diplomats accredited to Zambia. In a statement, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, has clarified that Mr. Chavinga's remarks made during a press conference on 2nd May 2025 do not represent the official position, policy or diplomatic posture of the country. Mr. Haimbe has stressed that Zambia remains fully committed to engaging constructively with its development partners at both bilateral and multilateral levels in line with the country's established foreign policy. He has reaffirmed its appreciation for the critical role foreign diplomats play in supporting the country's development agenda, pledging continued protection of diplomatic privileges and immunities and a conducive environment for their work. Mr. Haimbe has further cautioned that only the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation is authorized to speak on matters relating to diplomatic accreditation and foreign engagement. Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote has commissioned the Banyutu Grid Extension Project in Nwampa District, Western Province, at a total cost of 10.2 million kwacha, implemented by the Rural Electrification Authority. The grid extension will provide electricity to key public facilities, including Banyutu Primary and Secondary Schools, Banyutu Market, Banyutu Rural Health Center, and surrounding communities, with a target of 315 initial connections for both public institutions and private households. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Mr. Chikote, who is also the Nwampa Member of Parliament, has issued a stern warning to traditional leaders in Nwampa, accusing some of engaging in internal conflicts that are slowing down development in the district.
You can see the solar plant which was supposed to take place there. Up to now, there's nothing which is happening. Reason is because of you, traditional leaders. Please, our humble appeal, you village headmen who support this traditional thing. Please, can you bring unity among us yourself to allow us to bring development to Luapa?
Meanwhile, local businessman Joseph Kakoma has welcomed the electrification project, saying it would significantly boost economic activity in the area. Andrea, Director of Engineering Services, Engineer Alex Mbumba, has disclosed that out of 372 projects undertaken by the authority since its inception, 192 have been completed in the last 4 years, reflecting the New Dawn's government commitment to expanding electricity access in rural areas.
If you look at the history of REA, 372 projects that we've done from the time we were established, 195 out of 372 projects have been done in the last 4 months. And this includes those that are connected on our off-grid systems. This simply gives an indication of how we are now basically tackling the mandate that you have given us to ensure that by 2030, everyone across the country is connected to the national grid.
The Civil Society Consortium has alleged that government is spending over 2.3 million kwacha annually on subsidies for unrecognized individuals posing as chiefs, while some legitimate chiefs are excluded. Consortium Deputy Chairperson Solomon Goma has also accused government of perpetuating a scandal involving ghost chiefs who receive government subsidies without legitimate recognition. He has claimed that at least 11 individuals are receiving payments without being listed on the official 1958 chiefdom boundary map. Mr. Ngoma has questioned the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development's handling of the matter, citing a lack of clarity on who is entitled to receive subsidies. He has stated that this situation is an inefficient use of public resources, calling on the Internal Audit Controller and the Secretary to the Treasury to explain why these individuals continue to receive payments without justification.
I want to say to you that at least 11 illegal chiefs receiving government payments do not have chiefdoms reflected on Zambia's official chiefness boundary map of 1958. Our research also shows that government is spending over 2.3 million kwacha annually from taxpayers' money to support these illegal chiefs and their lieutenants without chiefdoms, whose chiefdoms are not appearing on the map, to which we challenge the Controller of Internal Audit and Secretary to Treasurer to explain on why they have not removed these ghost chiefs from receiving subsidies. We also noted the response from the Permanent Secretary, Technical Services, who firstly was explaining a matter of chiefs subsidies, which we believe is the mandate of the PS administration in his ministry.
The body of a 16-year-old boy who was swept away by flash floods has been recovered from the Ngwerere stream in Kabanana compound following a days-long search by police and family members. In a statement, police spokesperson Reha Monga has confirmed the development, noting that the incident was reported to Emmersdale Police Station through Chipalu Police Post at approximately 12 hours today by Christopher Nyirongo, 55, a resident of Kabanana. According to Mr. Hamonga, the deceased, identified as Carlos Robinson, had been reported missing on Friday, May 2, 2025, at around 20 hours. He said it is believed that the deceased was swept away by strong currents during a heavy downpour while moving between Roma and Kabanana. Mr. Hamonga has explained that police officers responding to the scene found the body floating in the Ngwerere stream. He said the remains have since been transported to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary for a post-mortem and are awaiting burial.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, says Zambia's economy is on a positive trajectory, largely due to financial assistance provided under the International Monetary Fund supported program. Dr. Msokotwane said the support has enabled the government to stabilize the economy, restore public finances, boost investor confidence, and direct more resources towards key sectors such as education, healthcare, and drought relief. Speaking during a meeting with IMF Deputy Managing Director Nigel Clark and other officials in Lusaka, the minister has highlighted that Zambia had faced serious economic setbacks a few years ago, including unsustainable debt levels and a decline in mining sector investment. He has noted that comprehensive fiscal reforms, improved budgetary discipline, and debt restructuring, all underpinned by IMF support, have contributed to the country's current economic growth and renewed investor confidence.
The economy continues to grow. Most of the debt has been restructured, and we've done adjustments to the budget of Zambia, taking away money from areas that were less important from the perspective of the common man, and shifting those resources to provide for the needs of the common man, making sure that there are teachers in schools, we hire health workers, we build classrooms to support the public, those who are affected by drought. All these were possible because of the reform program that we embarked upon. The situation in which we were was unsustainable. We needed to change, and the change has been implemented want to thank the IMF for that.